Good evening. This is Topic A on Galesburg's Evening News. At 5:10 every day, we'll talk to a newsmaker or discuss some local issues important to the community. I'm Will Stevenson, and joining me this hour is Bob Diber. He's a Democrat from Madison County and one of the candidates running for Illinois governor in next year's primary. Bob, welcome and thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start out with a couple of basic questions. I mentioned that you're in Madison County. You're a regional superintendent of schools there. Tell us a little bit more about you.
Well, for 38 years of my professional career, I've been in public education. For 28 years, I was a classroom teacher in the Triad High School District, in which I taught current technical education. I was involved as a district coordinator of current technical programs and helping prepare young people for the workforce, and I was proud of many of their successes in their future careers. And in 2007, I became regional superintendent of schools in Madison County, which I've served the last 10 years. During the time in which I was a teacher, I was also served in various capacities of local government, from being a village trustee in the village of Marine. I was a Marine Township supervisor, and also served on the Madison County Board, in which I was heavily involved with planning and development, much of which is very much my interest in this pursuit for governor because of the need to grow business in Illinois and be able to sustain jobs. So I'm married. My wife and I have been married 25 years. I have two adult children. Both are college age. They attend Illinois Public University at Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville. And I also own a centennial farm in Madison County, so I have a proud heritage of agriculture in my background. I've been active involved in that family farm operation my entire life. So that's a snapshot about myself. And what I'm about, I want to run for governor because I think citizens of Illinois need more than what they're receiving, and we have some serious issues that are at stake that I think takes an everyday person who's living with the conditions that are being presented to us and understands them firsthand in local government.
You're one of a number of Democrats that have declared for the primary already, some with some pretty serious name recognitions with last names like Kennedy and Pritzker and some of the others. Other than being, as far as I can tell, the only downstate Democrat that's running for governor, how do you think you can stand out from the rest of the field?
Well, we campaign each and every day, Will, to try to bolster our name recognition because I am not from a political family of fame, and I'm by no means a billionaire. So the alternative is to do what I did last night. I was on Western Illinois University's campus, met with some young Democrats, some community people that were interested in hearing from me. We're traveling today to DeKalb, Illinois. I'll be meeting there this evening. So I've been doing a listening tour throughout the state, trying to get people to know about me, know about what I'm about, understand the seriousness that I bring to this campaign and the sincerity of trying to solve the problems in the state of Illinois so that we can all be proud to be citizens of this state, and it has so much to offer. And it continues to just be degraded in its credibility, and I want to help improve the state.
Will we see you in Galesburg campaigning at some point?
Oh, sure will. Looking for some opportunities to stop throughout Knox County and meet people, and I will be in Galesburg. Yes, I will.
Great, and we look forward to that when you do that. You say in a statement that your campaign sent to us ahead of this interview that Governor Bruce Rauner failed, in your words, in his constitutional duty as governor to propose a budget again this year. But I recall seeing a story this weekend where the governor proposed, albeit not to the level of the deficit that's projected, he proposed some cuts in a budget he apparently did propose. So did he or did he not propose a budget this year?
Well, as our understanding, we haven't had a full budget again this year. Okay, he did submit a budget, but we need a budget that begins to pay down the debt that we have. We have about $11 billion debt in the state of Illinois that's not being addressed. A backlog of bills. It is my understanding that this is not a complete budget. It is one that is another partial budget, and we need to, at the beginning of the fiscal year, we need to have a complete budget that is submitted and that's ratified and that begins to move the state forward. The budgets that have been submitted that have been piecemealed are just not helping the state both with its reputation or with its fiscal management. And, there's a lot of discussion about cuts that can be made. It is no secret that Illinois has a revenue problem, and this budget issue reflects it. And most importantly, I think the governor currently is concerned about some non-budgetary items that are part of his turnaround agenda, and term limits being one of them that I do not believe has anything to do with the financial management of the state. I think it has to do with some people that are serving in office. So I think we need to be very serious about this and not be questioned whether or not a budget's complete or not.
In terms of the current impasse, if you will, in the state budget, I hear from a lot of people who suggest that maybe Democrats as well as the governor and Republicans are just as much to blame for the sort of mess we're in. Does your party share some of the responsibility here for what I guess has, or more to the point, hasn't happened in terms of getting a budget passed?
Well, I think there's enough blame to spread around, but you know, I'm going to make this statement. I'm going to blame one person. I'm going to blame myself because I probably should have ran for governor in 2014. So, you can blame others, but I would rather just blame myself and put the responsibility. That's why I'm running, is because I had debated on running in 2014. I decided not to challenge Governor Quinn, and Bruce Rauner was elected. I don't believe his performance has been acceptable to most Illinois residents, and for that reason, I will take the full responsibility when I'm elected to see that there is a budget. And, you know, compromise is a big thing in understanding how to govern. And I think that's something that we see absent between both parties. We are in this, as you described, an impasse because of the fact that individuals can't sit down at the table and collaborate on the needs of Illinois residents, and we have many of them, and come together with a compromise to help move the state forward.
Among the things that Democrats have proposed in terms of trying to get this impasse solved are things like another tax increase to perhaps replace the one that sunset a couple of years ago, I believe an income tax increase. Is that the way to go to try to help solve this, or do you have other ideas?
Well, I have publicly announced that I'm in favor of a progressive income tax. And my scale is from 1 to 6%, with the more affluent paying the upper part of the percentage. Many middle-class people, residents, are taxed heavy right now because they have no property tax breaks. They have no deductions on their taxes, on their income tax. We just paid those this past week. So I am not looking to increase taxation on the middle class. But I do believe some that are more fortunate could pay a little bit more, and some that are working for a very low wage standard may pay a little less. What I do believe that we need to do immediately is we need to bond out this deficit that we have. And the deficit, the interest we're paying on this deficit, everyday citizens, we're helping to pay a $10 million a day interest fee on this. And that's just money that we could invest over a period of a year's time once it's bonded to help provide programs and restructure our higher ed funding that we need so bad, better provide for human services that are necessary. And there is a bill right now that's sponsored by Senator Harman. I think it's a $7 billion bond bill that just needs to be passed to get this bill, to get these bills paid, so that we are not paying this outrageous interest on this debt. Because no matter who's elected, this situation isn't going to be fixed overnight. And the longer this debt extends, the worse off the financial conditions are in the state. If we would have stayed at a 5% income tax rate, naturally we were gaining about $2.8 billion a year in revenue, which would have definitely helped a lot of funding of programs such as higher education and some of the human services that were cut. But I don't know that just an automatic increase of the income tax to 5% fixes the problem. So I am for bonding out the debt, restructuring the tax system, and developing a proposed plan to stabilize the financial condition of the state.
In terms of bond indebtedness, though, the state's bond ratings are not that good, at least at the university level. The rating agencies are threatening to make them worse, perhaps. Is it easier said than done to bond out the debt at this point?
Well, there's two choices. If you're going to be within a finite revenue stream, which you're going to be in your first term of office, your first year of office, because no one's going to pass a tax increase for you on day one when you come in. So, I have met with bonding authorities whether or not it is practical that this debt could be bonded out. These bonding authorities say yes, that this isn't unrealistic because Illinois does have revenue. And this past Tuesday, Illinois received a lot of revenue. So we do have revenue capacity to bond out the debt. I would use increased revenue from taxation immediately to pay down those bonds, the principal on those bonds, which would immediately improve your bond rating as a state. So I understand 100% what you're saying about Illinois' bond rating has just continued to go down because of the financial condition. But we only have the other choices is if you look at the revenue that's been lost, you're talking about a tax, an income tax rate of over 7% as a flat rate. And I think that the general public would say that's unacceptable, and it's one that I don't support.
We have just a couple of minutes left, Bob, before we wrap up. We're talking with Bob Diber, one of the Democratic candidates for governor in next year's primary. I know crime and the crime rate is one of your great concerns outside of education and the state's financial situation. And you're doing a program in Madison County that deals with at-risk youth. And you say that's something you'd like to see expanded statewide if you're elected?
Sure. I have made a campaign pledge that if I'm elected to become governor, I will promote a mentoring program for all middle school and high school at-risk students. And the program that we have piloted is called Give 30. And if listeners want to learn more about this, they can go to the website, give30.net, and just read about this program. What it is, we ask corporate entities to volunteer 30 minutes of their time a week, and this is a school-based mentoring program entirely in our public schools in Madison County, where corporate individuals step up and they meet with at-risk youth and help young people that have all types of issues understand right from wrong, how to make right choices, how to live a better life, how to pursue a successful career as they have, give them hope and encouragement that they can go into school and be successful, and most importantly, make the right choice, not to get involved in criminal activity. Many of these young people have no one at home to help guide them, and they reach a particular age in adolescence where the parents, many times single parents, they're working, the child's home taking care of themselves, they're becoming involved with identity of other youth of their own age, they become involved in gang activity, And then we have real issues in our society. So we have got, this is a social problem. It's growing in our culture. I don't care where you're at in the Midwest or in the nation. We hear about this every day on nightly news. And this is a common sense approach. So any individual that says, hey, what can I do? You can get involved in this program and help a youth have a better life.
All right, Bob Diaper, a candidate for governor in the Democratic primary next year for Illinois. Our time is short. We thank you for your time, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you when and if you come to campaign here in Galesburg or elsewhere in Knox County.
Okay. I appreciate the time today, Will, and it was great talking with you.
Absolutely. Great talking with you. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Bob Diaper, candidate for governor in Illinois on Galesburg's Evening News. More coming up next.